Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand praise. Amen. Pastor, if you don't mind, can I borrow that young lady, the guitar player? Terry, if you don't mind, could you just give us the chorus? Is there's no one like you. I like when they say, yeah. Please, I was going, so I was getting in the spirit that y'all cut it off. You know how some be feeling good and it's dwelling away from you? I was feeling the presence of the Lord. I don't know if y'all talking, but I was feeling the presence of the Lord. And then we cut it off, and I tried to start chasing them. Yeah. Come on. Hey, Zai. Amen. 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 Presence of the Lord is here. Yeah. But if the choir gonna help you, you can just sing the whole verse if you got some help. Amen. Amen. Yeah, if the choir gonna help, we're gonna get it all. See, I was like this. Well, I was going somewhere. I was going somewhere, y'all. We still in church, y'all. We still in church. Yeah.
There is none like you.
There is none like you. There's none like you. How many believe that today?
There is none like you.
Oh, yeah.
There is none like you. Yeah. There is none like you. Yeah. There is none like you. Yeah. There is none like you. Yeah.
Y'all feeling that? Can y'all feel the spirit in it? It's coming back, y'all. It's coming back.
There is none like you.
Yeah.
There is none like you.
Yeah.
There is none like you.
There's none like you. None like you, Lord.
There is none like you.
Yeah. There's none like you, yeah.
There is none like you,
yeah.
There is none like you,
yeah.
There is none like you, yeah. There is none like you.
very much. Yeah. There is none like you. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Let's get the Lord a hand praise in this place on today. God bless you. All righty. Amen. There is none. How you doing, Barry White? All right. Okay, thank you. Amen. Amen, amen. In closing. Amen. There is none like him. Isn't that something? There is none. I don't care. The songwriter say, I searched the world over. Couldn't find nobody. There is none like him. We honor the Lord on today, amen, who's the head of our life. We thank God because there's none like him, amen. We thank God for Pastors Chavis, amen. Let's give them a hand, amen, amen. We thank God for the example that they displayed to the kingdom, amen, for anyone that want to follow a great leader. We thank God for the example. Thank God for every minister, every pastor in the house, Pastor Mariner, Pastor Hines, and all the other pastors and ministers. We thank God for you all. And we definitely thank God for this woman. Amen. Yeah, I got to scratch my head when I say that. We thank God for her because she's been true. Even when I wasn't true, she's always been true to the Lord first and then to me. And I thank God for that, to have a praying wife, even when I haven't always been worthy of being prayed for. Isn't that special? Let me say that again. I thank God for having a praying wife when I was not even worthy of being prayed for. Amen. Amen. It's good to see Pastor Oglesby. Amen. Amen. Did I say that right? Amen. Oglesby, we had the opportunity to cross paths and just begin to share. And then I look up and he's here and he shares some things. You know, we pray that God will bless your ministry, your road to what he would have you to do. Amen. 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 We're going to be in the book of 1 Peter. We're going to talk about some stuff today. And I heard Pastor Manna talking about we have been through some things this week. I don't know about you. I thought you were with me this week. Amen. And I thank God because we done been through some things. How many of us been through some things just this week? I'm not talking about last year. I'm not talking about 5 years ago. I'm talking about just this week. Amen. The last 7 days. Pastor, I thought you would have been riding around with me. Amen. But God is he's yet faithful. Amen. And we thank God for his faithfulness. Amen. 1 Peter chapter 4. Amen. Verse number 12. And we should read 13 as well. Amen. When you finally say amen, amen, if you need more time, say hold up. Don't be ashamed to say hold up. Amen. Because we don't want you to get lost. We want you to see what the Bible is saying because we don't want you to see what Terrence is going to say. I can say anything up here and say this is what's in the Bible. So we want you to see what's in the Bible. Amen. Amen. So if you need more time, say hold up. If they say in the wedding, speak now, forever hold your peace. Somebody said hold up. If you said hold up when you find it, say go ahead. Amen. Amen. 1 Peter chapter 4. Did somebody say hold up? Okay, I thought I heard a hold up. We want everybody to get it. Amen. That all right, Pastor? I want everybody to see it. I want everybody to see it. See what the Lord is saying. Amen. Whoever said, hold up, when you find it, say, go ahead. Okay. You sure? Huh? You got it? Amen. Thank you. Amen. Everybody there. Amen. He said, dear friends, do not be surprised at the painful trials you are suffering as though something strange has happened to you. Say, but rejoice that your participation in the suffering of Christ so that you may be overjoyed when his glory is revealed. Amen. Amen. You may be seated just for a subject for the next amount of time that the Lord will have me up here. We will speak from the subject, there will be glory after this. Let's turn to your neighbor and say, there will be glory after this. Amen. Amen. You receive that? Suffering is something that we all go through for a period of time. Let me back up. Let me pray for a second, because I know this is protocol, but I always pray before I come to church. So I kind of skip this part at home. But I know protocol. I want somebody to say, well, he got up there and didn't even pray. Y'all know how we do. Come on now. Y'all know how we do. So let us pray. Father God, we thank you right now, God, for just being who you are and doing what you do. We thank you for all that you've done, all that you're doing, and all that you're going to do. We ask you to decrease Terrence Brown's that you may increase right now in the name of Jesus. Allow us to understand that after this, their glory will be revealed, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We give you honor. We give you glory. Forgive us for every sin if we have wronged you in any way. And try us once again. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. And amen. Amen. There will be glory after this, after all of the suffering. Peter said it, and he said it best. And when I looked at this, where I said, man, he said, dear friend, he called me a friend, first of all. He said, dear friend, he said, do not be surprised. In other words, do not be shocked. Don't let this thing throw you off guard when you have to go through some stuff, because we all have to go through something sometime. Am I right about it? So Peter said, don't be surprised when the painful trials come for you, for it's time for you to suffer. He said, don't think it's something strange. Amen. Because every one of us have to go through something sometimes. Amen. And if you look over in chapter 5 and verse 10, he said, and the God of all grace, who have called you all to eternal glory in Christ after you have suffered for a little while, he said, will himself restore you. He will make you stronger. He will make you firm and steadfast if you just learn to suffer for a little while. He said, if you learn to suffer for a little bit, if you learn to suffer for a spell, for a tick, for a tack, because what suffering don't last always. It's going to be your turn to suffer. But one thing we need when we're going through something, we need prayer. The affectionate prayer of the righteous avail it much. So when you see your brother or your sister going through and you know they're suffering, they're going through something, we got to start praying, because you want somebody to pray for you when it's your turn. And rest assured, you're going to get a turn. But there'll be glory after this. Some things that happened this week when God asked a question, God, man, every time I turn around, there's one. But one thing just stuck out. I had my little nephew had an accident and burned his face. Great nephew. Second degree burns. Suffering. So when the little ones suffer, everybody suffer. The mama, the grandmama, the cousins, the aunts, and everybody. So we were all just going through some suffering. But when I started reading this word, the Bible tells me, don't be surprised that these things have to happen sometimes. Sometimes they really have to happen to get your attention. Am I right about it? But when it's happening, when I went and saw him and I saw the condition he's in, and I mean, when I say my heart ached, when I looked at his face with him, I mean, he got burned, second degree burns in his face. Come on, somebody. So I'm looking at this child going through a suffering. And I'm looking at this word telling me, don't be shocked by this. Don't be surprised by this.
God's want to get his glory. Sometimes we don't want to go through what it takes on the other side. But there will be glory after this. And I was sharing with my wife yesterday. I said, you know what? I had a dream about my great nephew. Never dreamed about him before in my life. But when I saw him in my dream, his face was just as clear as mine. Gosh almighty. I couldn't wake up to call his mama. I say, baby, listen, don't you worry about what's going on right now. Don't you worry about the suffering that's going on right now, because there will be glory after this. Amen. There will be glory after this. And you can take your own situation. Pastor, man, I've been going through on this job. Some of y'all probably know they done stopped making me work every other Sunday. Amen. But there will be glory after this, because I'm going to keep standing on God's word. Because the word tell me, if you suffer for a little while, everything's going to be all right. I get a phone call yesterday morning. We talking about the same week. Say, man, hey, we're going to send you to Great Neck starting Monday. I had to look at my phone. Say, you must have called the wrong person. Or some ain't right here. You done already took every other Sunday. Now you want me to drive clean to Great Neck? And then all of a sudden, the anointing came over me. He said, you know what? There will be glory after this. Amen. My first man wanted the bucket. But when God stepped in with the anointing, he said, no, let's be quiet. You got to start suffering for a little while. But there will be glory after this. So I started walking in victory already. So sometimes when we're going through stuff, we got to start walking in victory before victory comes. Am I right about it? We got to start walking in glory before we get there, because he said, don't be surprised when you start the suffering. Some of us, we get shocked. A suffering is a shell shock to us. Then we go into this place of, why me? What did I do wrong? You ain't done nothing wrong. It's just your turn. Amen. You ain't done nothing wrong. People want, we want to get ourselves in a guilt trip. We want to put ourselves under this microscope and try and start dissecting ourselves. Well, what is it? Did I say something? Did I do something? Did I offend somebody? No, you ain't done nothing. It's your time to suffer for a little while. It's your time to suffer for a minute. It's your time to suffer for a second. But if you can get through for a little while, God said there will be victory after this. He said there will be glory after this. So no matter, forget what they say on the job. I hear pastors say, he's the doctor. Don't worry about the doctor. Don't worry about the report that he doctor. He said, and then you say it 2 months. That was from heaven. Got a call this week. That one of my partners had 2 months to live. Glory be to God. You stood up and you said, 2 months. If God give you, somebody tell me, heard someone say 2 months. She ain't know nothing about that. That thing, then she starts saying, God reigns. God reigns. Don't worry about the suffering. See, sometimes there's a lot of different kinds of suffering. Sometimes we can go to suffering in our mind because of something done told us. There's a thing called pain and suffering. We suffer in our finances. We suffer on a job. We suffer in our mind. We suffer in our mind by somebody saying something to us like, hey, sorry to tell you this, but you got 2 months to live. Man, your mind is messed up now. You feeling good? You think you got all this energy, then you got somebody that's wearing a white coat gonna come in there and tell you, you got 2 months to live, but I'm hearing the word saying, God reigns. And there may be a suffering for a little while in your mind. And then he's been delusional all week long. He's been calling me, talking crazy. And when I go over there, he acting crazy. He called me yesterday and said, Pastor, pick me up for church Sunday. I say, God, you something else, because this thing shocked me. See, you can't be shocked when you go to going into suffering, because you ain't going to shock on the other side. You ain't going to be shocked on the other side. You're going to be looking for that. You're going to be looking for the glory. So you ain't looking for the suffering. We ain't never looking for that, because that's why it's a shock to us. That's why the Bible say, don't be surprised. Don't be shocked. Don't go throwing up your hands talking about, why me? He said, if you can just suffer for a little while, this is what he said in chapter 5. He said, God himself. He didn't say the pastor. He didn't say your mama. He didn't say your daddy. He said, God himself will restore you. And when I thought about that, I thought about my little great nephew, Faith. God himself is going to heal him. God already showed me. Sometimes God will show you the end. Amen. Sometimes God will show you the end in the beginning. I mean, 3-4 days after it happened, God showed me what he going to do for him. Ain't that something? Smooth face. Smooth. Amen. God say, God himself is going to restore him. It's going to make him stronger. Now I understand why Marvin Sapp sung the song. I'm stronger. I'm wiser. I'm better. So much better. I made it. See, he wouldn't be singing that song if he wasn't suffering about something. He says, anybody out there other than me that declared you made it, tell your neighbor, never would have made it. Tell him never would have made it. But he made it after suffering for a little while. Amen. James had the nerve to tell me, count it all joy. James had nerve to tell me, man, when you're going through something, count it all joy. That's hard to do. I got off that phone talking about going to great things. I said, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you because I'm looking at the big picture now. I'm looking at the big picture. He might be getting me away from something. I don't know what God is doing. So I can't question him when he say, go. I had the minister in Bible study say the other day, send me. He was talking about Isaiah. Say, send me, I'll go. We got to stop questioning things that we don't think that's good for us. We got to stop questioning things that we don't think that's good for us. When God touches somebody, they may be thinking they're doing it is bad for you, but God's going to turn that bad thing they think they're making for you, he's going to turn it into your good. James said, count it all joy. Count it all joy. I mean, anytime I told my niece, I said, baby, don't you worry about nothing. Grandmama, every time I went around there to pray for the baby, she crying. I said, go on, you stop crying. Stop crying. Don't let the devil think you done nothing wrong. That's what he wants you to think. That's how he wants you to feel. I dare you to start telling God, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. And I'm counting it all joy because I can suffer for a little while understanding that God himself, I'm talking about God himself. That's what the words say. God himself is going to make you strong. He's going to restore you. He's going to make you firm and steadfast. God himself. I don't know what co-pastor was talking about up here today, but I don't know if she's been in my notes or something, but she started talking about somebody somewhere is going through the same thing that you going through. You don't believe that, do you? He says, humble yourself therefore under the mighty hands of God, that he may lift you up in due time. He said, cast all. He didn't say hand them to me. He said, cast all of your cares to me because I care for you. I care for you most, right? He said, be self-controlled. He said, be alert. He said, the enemy, watch this. He said, the enemy is like a roaring lion. He like one. He ain't no roaring lion, but he like when he wants you to make you think that he's one. He's like a roaring lion and he's prowling around seeking whom he may devour. Then he said, resist him and stand firm in the faith because, now watch this, you know that your brothers, when he's talking about your brother, he's talking about church folk. Yeah. You talking about who is my brother and my sister? Yeah. Yeah. The one who do the will of the Father. Yeah. We still in, y'all with me? In 1 Peter chapter 5? Okay. Y'all, yeah, here we go. All right. Here we go. Now watch this. He said, she gave me that look, y'all. That's why I asked you. Why y'all with me? Because she gave me that look like, what you talking about? Yeah. Y'all with me, right? Amen. 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 He said, resist him and stand firm in the faith. He said, now watch this. Because your brothers throughout the world, that means the church that you affiliated with cross town, the church that you affiliate with over there in Atlanta, and over there in Philadelphia, over out there in D.C. He said, all your brothers and sisters, there's somebody out there all in this world undergoing the same kind of suffering. Boy, if that ain't encouraging, they let you know that it ain't just me. Hey, it ain't just me. Somebody somewhere, matter of fact, he said all over the world, we're going to look in this room. We ain't even got to go as broad as the world. We can look in this room and somebody else going through the same thing that you going through. Am I right about it? And I can still hear James say, count it all joy. But that's hard to do when you're going through some stuff. I can imagine my cousin, my sister, whatever I want to call her. She's my cousin sometimes she's my sister. I can imagine how the enemy was playing with her mind. Because it happened on her watch. So I can imagine how the enemy tried to trick her up. You understand what I'm saying? Every time you think about it, it don't feel good on the inside. But I promise you, baby, if you can just get through it for a little while, God said there will be glory after this. There will be victory after this. Suffer for a little while. There's some stuff come with suffering. We grow through suffering. How many believe that today? Amen. We grow. I don't know about you, but I grow through suffering. If I can suffer for a little while, I'm trying to find. Y'all bear with me. She done messed me up. Thank you. I lost y'all. We are afflicted on every side, in every way, but not crushed. Perplexed, but not despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. And the Bible says we were struck down, but not destroyed. How many have been suffering persecution on today? How many have been suffering backbiting on today? Sometimes we just suffer because of other folk make us suffer with their mouth. Somebody felt that. Sometimes you can be persecuted by someone else's mouth and it will allow your heart to suffer. Can I get a witness? We got to be careful of what we say about folk. Number one, we are all God's anointed. All right? So we got the Bible teaches me to say, touch not my anointed and do my prophet no harm. So don't you dare try to cause my prophet to suffer. You don't want to be in that place. You don't want to be in a place where you go call the prophet to suffer by your words. Persecution. Suffering. Just for a little while. When you come out, you're going to be stronger. You're going to be wiser. You're going to be steadfast. You're going to be unmovable. But you always should be abounding in the word of God. I love it when I suffer, Pastor. Because I know there's something getting ready to happen on the other side. Yeah, on the other side of this suffering, it's got to be glory. Am I right about it? On the other side of this, see, I'm looking at glory. Right now. See, I seen them on the other side when there was a little suffering, but there was glory. Look at the glory after this. Am I right about it? Anytime you get cut up on, that's some pain and suffering. They're called pain and suffering. Amen. But he came out quick. He came out like quicker than some of us. He came out quicker than me. I'd have milked that thing for. I'd have laid around in that bed. Hey, I'd have been like, honey, bring me a soda. Honey, you know they just got through cutting on me. Do this for me. Do this for me. This man here, he won't land down for nothing. He wanted his glory quick. But there was glory after that. Amen. There was victory after that. Now I'm going to bless somebody. Oh, my God, I'm going to bless somebody. I'm going to bless somebody. Say, somebody say, I want to be blessed. Somebody turn to Romans chapter 8. Somebody turn to chapter 1. I'm about ready to run through this aisle. Y'all move y'all feet. Y'all move y'all feet right now because the word is something. Y'all get y'all feet out of that aisle. Go on, don't move. Hey, give me the deputy at the back. Give me the deputy because I want nobody to stop me. I don't want nobody to stop me, deputy. You shoot anybody that try to stop me. Amen. 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 Paul said in verse 18, he says this. He said, I consider that our present suffering, the suffering that we're going through right now, are not worth comparing to the glory that will be revealed in us if you just suffer for. Gosh almighty. Gosh almighty. Definitely, you ain't had to shoot nobody. They move their feet. They move their feet when I was coming out there. He say, he says, I consider that the suffering that you're going through right now can't compare to the glory on the other side. There will be glory after this. I might be going through right now. I might be going through a little bit right now. My face might be burned up. The doctor may have gave me 2 months to live. But I tell you, when God steps in on my behalf and the glory start being revealed in my life, there will be glory after this. I don't care what you're going through today. You might have struggles on your job today. But I dare you to tell God, I can count it all joy. Because I know that there will be glory after this. There will be glory after this. The thing that I'm going through right now can't compare to what I'm about to walk into. I'm about to walk into so much glory. Oh, God, I'm about to walk into it. The folk on my job been talking about me behind my back, right? And you don't know what's going on. There will be glory after this. Miss Fan is back in church. Yeah, there will be glory after this. She had to suffer some things first. Am I right about it? But God said, if you just suffer for a little while, he said, I ain't going to have you out there alone. He said, weeping may endure for a night. He said, but joy comes in the morning, and there's going to be glory after this. You may have to cry sometime. You may have to stay up late night sometime. But God said, if you just keep your hand in my hand, I'm going to bring you out. He said, even though you're going through the valley of the shadow of death, he said, I am still with you. Huh? That's what I don't mind. I don't mind going through the valley. Because it looked like I'm by myself. It looked like it. Yeah, it looked like I'm by myself when I'm going through. But I'm going through with a great big God. And I'm looking it through the valley, knowing that when we get to the other side, there will be glory after this. I don't know how long I'm going to be in the valley, but I know while I'm going through it, the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings, the wheel in the middle of the wheel is running around with me, and I'm just walking in the valley like this. I'm walking in the valley with a pimp. Yeah. I ain't going in there acting all scared, being all timid. I'm going in there knowing who I'm going with. Am I right about it? It's something that's when you know who you're going with. And you got to be careful because you don't want to go in with everybody. They tell you, go ahead. I'm coming. Yeah, they tell you go ahead and you look back. They ain't nowhere to be found. Am I right about it? Roy, you know what I'm talking about? Yeah. As much as we used to steal, borrow stuff. Yeah. We still in church, y'all. We still in church. Yeah, we used to go in the store. He said, we had a guy say, yeah, you go ahead, I got you. I'm going to wash the dough. Yeah. And I was one of the crazy ones. Me and Roy, we go in. On our way out, that joker gone. And what happened to him? All he had to do was wash the dough. We were going to give him some. He ain't had to take nothing, Pastor. We were going to give him some. Just stand there and watch. And he gone. That's why you got to be careful. Who you going in the battle with? You want to look back and that person is still right there. Am I right about it, Pastor? You got to be selective about who you going in there with. Because you want to come out. That's why I don't worry about nothing. If it ain't him, I ain't going. Am I right about it? If it ain't him, I ain't going through there. But as long as I know that it's him, even when I go through there and get hit a couple times, I know it's still him. See, he's just like Lou Duva, boxing trainer, for those who don't know. Whenever you're getting beat up and the world is taking advantage of you, Lou Duva will slap some grease on your face and say, go on back out there. You're doing good. Yeah, you're doing real good. Let's keep your guards up. You're doing good. See, that's what the Lord is saying to us. When you're suffering, he said, don't worry about it. Go on back. Go on back in there. You're doing good. It's going to be over with after a while. He said, look, here, what Lou Duva was trying to do is keep you from throwing the towel in. Keep you from quitting. Keep you from giving up. God said it's going to be glory after this. Just keep taking the blows to your head and then going back in there. Going back in there. He going to keep patching you up. Just going on back. Am I right about it? Don't give up. Don't give in. Because there will be glory after this. Everybody standing. Everybody standing all over the building. I don't know what you're going through today, but God said whatever it is, there will be glory after it's over with. If you just keep moving, if you just keep going, if you don't throw in the towel, if you don't look back, but if you happen to look back and don't see me, not me, him. You went in wrong. Because he ain't going to leave you. The God I serve, he said, I'll never forleave you. I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Then he said that before he said that, he said, I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging for bread. What you trying to say, Pastor? I'm saying is, if we fall in him, we are the righteous. Am I right about it? If we're following him, we are the righteous. And if we got seeds coming up, they should be blessed. That's like the deputy. It's like Barry White. Everybody's blessed. The goldfish, the cat, everybody. Even if they have to go through something, like my children, they still blessed because they come from the righteous. They might have made some bad decisions, but guess what? They still blessed. Am I right about it? The dog next door blessed because he close to us. Am I right about it? That's how I feel. Amen. We went on a cruise a couple years ago. The cruise about to turn over, but God saw us in there. He said, no, not this one. I told my wife, when all of that stuff was falling off the cabinet, I told my wife, and she'll tell you, in the midst of it, I told her, babe, I'm tired of saving a bunch of folk. I'm just sick and tired of being sick and tired of saving everybody. And I feel that way. I feel that way, and ain't nothing bad gonna happen in this room because we here. That's how we supposed to feel. And God ain't gonna put no more on you than what you can bear. So if he's sending me the great net, guess what? It may cost me a little bit more money and gas, but guess what? He gonna give me that. He gonna give me that. I might can't come home when I want to. I might just can't leave and just, hey, I'll be back. I ain't coming home from Great Neck. Come on, I'll be back. No, once I get home from Great Neck, I'll be back on the next time I had to work. But God said, after you have suffered for a little while, me, myself, is going to restore you. He's going to make you stronger. He's going to make you steadfast. He's going to do it. Ain't that something? Ain't that special? That is special. And I said, all I got to do is stand back and say, Lord, I thank you. And I always had to go back to James and say, you know what? As I go through, I'm going to count it all joy. And I'm going to understand that it's just not me. I'm going to get that part of it. It's just not me. Because somebody, somewhere, is going through the same thing. Let's get the Lord a hand praise.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.